consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Thank you so much for choosing to be here. I'm so honored to have you listen to this show. If you enjoy this episode, please do leave a review, take a screenshot of this show, and shout me out on social media so that more gorgeous souls can listen to. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior. It would mean the world to me for you to take a few minutes to share and review this, as I would love to spread more love and consciousness to the collective. Now, are you ready to get out of your own way and stop self-sabotaging? Are you ready to become more confident and self-assured? How do you get clear about what your core values are and take aligned action? Let's get you tapping into your power. Join me and my special guest right now, Donna Lynn Webster, who is an intuitive mindset coach, passionate about supporting empowered, motivated women to elevate through self-doubt and limiting beliefs into powerful femininity and strength. Her purpose is to support, empower, inspire, motivate, and donate by focusing on self-exploration, inquiry, and discovery to overcome blocks and challenges. Donna Lynn assists women in reclaiming their personal power and unlocking their feminine strengths, whether that be professional, personal, relationships, and more. Donna Lynn's methods are rooted in both personal experiences with self-discovery and healing, and her professional experience in nursing, therapeutic relationship building, yogic philosophy, skills in alternative healthcare, teaching, leadership, and mentorship. Oh man, we are going to have a really juicy conversation today. Welcome, Donna Lynn. I'm so happy you're here.
Hey, Roz. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And the audience's pleasure, as they'll soon find out. If the bio wasn't juicy and getting people, you know, hot and ready. I'm so excited to learn more about you. Please do share with us your story, your journey of how you got to be who you are today and being and creating what you have today in your business.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So really, my journey has been my whole life. All of the things have culminated into this beautiful, beautiful business of intuitive mindset coaching that it is today. And I'm so grateful. So one of the most pivotal moments, I'll sort of backtrack about 7 years. One of the most pivotal moments in my life was my 30th year. That year, you know, it's often the year where you're like, oh, I'm supposed to be an adult now and I should have my shit figured out and I should have everything sorted out, right? And for some reason, 30 is that year. So for me, it was massive. I had all of those feelings happening. I didn't feel like I was an adult. You know, like I had done a ton of personal growth in my 20s up to that point, but I was like, it's not coming together. You know, the fruits of my labor aren't showing. And there's all these components of resistance, including a relationship that I had been in with my daughter's father for 8.5 years. So I was like, this is our moment of transition. And so I transitioned out of that relationship, I opened a yoga studio, closed a yoga studio, all within that same year. My daughter started school that year, and I sort of disassembled my whole life, sorted through all of the pieces, chose what I wanted to take with me and build on, and left the pieces that were no longer serving me behind. And I've never looked back and never felt like I regretted doing that. It has been challenging, but I haven't regretted doing that because that was the catalyst for my life skyrocketing to be what it is today.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a big, big year. And since then, I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, prior to that, there was a lot too. You know, I went through massage therapy training, Reiki master training, yoga teacher training. I managed various businesses, retail and alternative health oriented businesses. After that point, I ended up going back to school to become a nurse as a single mom while taking care of a family member who was grieving deeply. So, you know, there's been a lot that has cultivated me to be who I am. And I'm so grateful for the human resilience that is within us.
Oh, 1000%. And just like, first of all, also bowing down to you for going back to school while being a single mom and supporting someone who's grieving, like that is huge, along with the other things that came up in your journey. And so I do want to go a little bit deeper and ask you, what were some of those, your own blocks and challenges that you had to overcome to be who you are today? If we could dive in a little bit deeper about that.
Yeah, totally. So some of the biggest blocks that I've had is in various aspects of my life, specifically relationship-wise for me, and I know this comes up in a lot of different ways for different people. Sometimes it's professional, sometimes it's relationships, sometimes it's just kind of the simple day-to-day stuff, was self-sabotage. When something started going good, I would find a way to wreck it. I would break it down and I would like relentlessly. And I was like, you know, why am I doing this to myself? So that was a massive, massive one for me.
I just want to take a pause there because I am sure those of you who are listening right now, can you resonate with that yourself? That when things are going really good, something happens to have that fall apart. And so I just want to ask you, what were some examples for that from your own experiences, Donna Lynn? Because I feel like there's gonna be so many people who can be like, oh sister, that's me right now.
Yeah. So,
you know, and I'm laughing because I feel like we all can resonate with that. So
yeah,
it's funny but not funny because it's a real thing.
Totally. It's super common, right? Something starts going well and, you know, it stems from that sense of worthiness or lack thereof, right? So I don't, you know, in those moments, I didn't feel like I was deserving of having this beautiful thing come to fruition. So I would get in my own way and block my success. So two separate examples I can think of offhand that are great examples are the yoga studio that I opened up. I was living in Prince George at the time and I was so excited, so motivated. And in fairness, there was a lot of things going on. So I'm not attempting to judge myself in retrospect, but I do recognize that there was some ways in which I got in my own way. At the same time, I didn't choose to slow things down a little bit and break them down into sort of attainable chunks in building a new business simultaneously while transitioning out of a nearly decade-long relationship. So, you know, because those things were happening together, I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. I'm not going to be able to make this successful. And, you know, so that self-doubt came in and it stemmed from a lack of worthiness in deserving to be successful and abundant. So that's one example. And the second example that I can think of offhand is post that experience and transition out into a relationship. So in the personal life aspect, I got into a great relationship with somebody, and they were a phenomenal person. And I sort of would harp on issues that weren't really that big of a deal. And I knew what I was doing. I was sort of causing issues that weren't there because the relationship was going too good. He was too great, and we got along too well, and it felt good. So I wanted to, you know, subconsciously, I wanted to disassemble that because I didn't feel like I deserved love. So,
wow. And yeah. So I'm going to just pause there because my sense is there are people that are listening right now and be like, ooh, yeah, that's happening for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really curious then, how did you start to overcome these blocks and challenges? What were some of the things that you created for yourself in terms of support or resources and moving through this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're big ones, right? Like that self-sabotage stemming from a sense of worthiness is a really big deal for so many of us,
yes.
Right? And because it roots in worthiness, we are triggered often. And when we're triggered, so often we go down the path of self-destruction rather than self-care. And that damages our confidence even further. So some of the key pieces, the deep-rooted key pieces that I sunk my teeth into and got really gritty and deep into were the lack of self-judgment. First of all, being gentle on yourself is just so massive because mm-hmm. self-judgment just spurs that, see, you aren't worthy. You're screwing it up. You know, that you go down that spiral instead of, you know what? You misstepped, and that's okay because you're human and you're growing, and that's all right. I got you, you know? So that lack of judgment and that gentleness, tapping into what those triggers are and recognizing them, even if you can't catch them before they happen or even in the moment, if you can reflect and be like, oh, wow, that was a really big thing for me. So moving forward, I'm going to try to be conscious of those moments that really bring those things to the surface. And maybe next time I'll be able to nip it just a little quicker, or at least I can take myself to a space where I can manage it better. So that ties in then to the self-care piece where, you know, you're reserving judgment on yourself, you're holding a space of gentleness, you're recognizing when things are coming up for you in those very strong emotional moments, and then holding space for yourself and doing any self-care that supports your ability to sit with the feelings and reflect in a gentle, almost observational way, so you can just take a different lens on what's going on for you instead of being in those swirling emotions. And going through those processes of self-observation and working to hold space and love for myself and heal some of those wounds that actually cause those triggers naturally, your self-confidence, your worthiness, your personal power, they all start to skyrocket because suddenly you don't think you're a big screw up and you're not beating yourself up for it. You're now like, okay, girl, you're human and I got you. Mm-hmm. We're in this together. So let's hold hands and give this thing a shot and give it our all. And then your whole perspective changes, right? So those new things come in, but you have new patterns and new cycles to approach them with, and you don't spiral down that self-destructive path of destruction and judgment and beating yourself up. So I think those are really the key pieces that have helped shift my gears so strongly to the point where I'm like, I have to share this. Like, I absolutely have to share this with other people because women need to know that it's possible. It's possible to be powerful and confident and care for yourself in a loving way without being a self-absorbed witch. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I feel like we need to say that one again. Loving yourself doesn't equal being self-absorbed. You know, that reminds me when I was writing my first bestseller, co-authored seller book, best-selling book, What Self-Love Got to Do with It, I wrote an expert chapter on the neuroscience of self-love. And so what I did, Donalyn, was I Googled self-love. And and what happened, what came up was the dictionary definition. One was it's narcissistic. And I was really shocked. I'm like, well, no wonder so many people don't first of all, don't understand what self-love is and totally reject it. You know, aside from our own self, but like even the dictionary defined it as something that was not healthy. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like we could jam a little bit more about this when we come back from commercial, because I truly believe this is such a powerful conversation around really loving ourselves wholeheartedly and stepping into our power from this place.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
I'm not good enough. They'll judge me. I'm afraid. Others are doing it.
Who are you not to fully express who you are, to be your warrior of light and do business from your fierce, aligned energy? I'm Rosalind Fung, host of Activate Your Soulgasmic Business here on Om Times Radio. Let's get your business turned on to the next level. I invite you to hop on a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com and let's monetize in your soul mission. Go to Rosalyn, F as in fun, UNG.com.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, loves. So just before commercial, Donna Lynn was sharing about how loving yourself isn't self-absorbed. And I really want to highlight this because I truly believe that so many people are afraid to love themselves because it will seem conceited, narcissistic, and braggy. So, Donalyn, can you share a little bit more, shed some light on how you really shattered this belief around, you know, owning yourself, your relationship with yourself, and loving yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in that kind of 30th year when I was transitioning and all these big movements were happening, and I actually slowed right down and I took a look at, I would literally write things out on paper, my qualities and my traits that I possessed, the qualities and traits that I wanted to strengthen or cultivate in myself. I actually put them down on paper, because in my prior relationships and my prior employment and my prior life choices that I was making for myself, I wasn't owning them. I was very much in that blamey space of victimhood. And those things really don't cultivate a beautiful, strong, supported life for yourself. So I really took some time and space to myself, and I got very clear on what qualities I did possess. So I really wrote out what I liked about myself. And then I actually slowed down also to take the time to come from a space of, I guess, patience with myself, so that I could appreciate all of me, even the parts I wasn't fond of. And that was a game changer. When I quit beating myself up, it was an absolute game changer.
Wow. Can we just slow this down a little bit more? Because you said something really important. And I'm so passionate about, as you are too, waking people up. And I do notice there's a lot of people who don't know they're victims. My former version of myself, totally was a victim. Yeah. And it wasn't until I did personal development, I started doing that, and somebody called me out as a victim. And on the surface, I really didn't operate like, look like a victim, but there were subtle hints of it. So I'm really curious, what for you did that look like? Because again, people might be listening, they might not even be aware. So let's wake them up, Donalyn.
Let's do it.
Everybody, I can say one example for me, it was so subtle, but I would just, you know, I would blame the traffic for being late. Like that. Yeah. I laugh now because, you know, it's such a subtle way to be a victim, but it is victim, because you either own it, take personal responsibility, accountability, and be like, yeah, I was late because I chose to not plan things on to be on time. That is definitely, and not in a blamey way, just taking accountability and then learning the lesson.
Yeah, totally. And I think you hit the nail on the head right there, is just taking accountability. That's the shift. And it's not easy, because we don't see it always, you know, like when I, in my past, my boyfriend is treating me badly. There's no ownership that I'm contributing to the relationship becoming toxic. You know, my triggers when they come up, and I act on them in an explosive way rather than a loving space of communication to share what's happening for me, you know. And your perfect example of being late to work, that can be in anything. You know, crap happens in all of our life. Like, and we have this tendency to say, why is this happening to me? And it's not happening, you know. And that's, I catch myself still to this day. Oh geez, why is this happening in my life? Okay, well, I can shift back into that victim type mentality where I say, yeah, why is this happening to me? Rather than coming from a place of gratitude, appreciation, and ownership, and say, well, this is happening in my life or around my life, and what I'm in control of is my response and my reaction to it. So how am I going to approach this, rather than why is this happening to me?
Absolutely. And, yes. Yeah. I want to just jam on that too. And the other question is, rather victim is, why is this happening to me? Personal accountability or responsibility is, how is this happening for me? Because everything is for us, even if it's not a desired situation mm-hmm. and through us? What is the lesson? And what am I here? How am I contributing to this co-creation? So really looking at not from a blame stance, but from a, you know, we are souls having a human being experience, and this is part of the evolving. And sometimes we have to go through shit mm-hmm. to really go, okay, I don't like the situation. What can I do to look at myself and reevaluate what's happening? And is this a pattern that's been happening in my life? You know, and that right there shifts, and it's so damn empowering. That's us tapping into our power. I really believe the first step is awareness and then taking personal accountability. That shifted the game for me, Donna Lynn.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know what? Like, even taking it a step further. So I think that's the game changer right there. And then taking it even further is, why did I call this into my life? So if you're really going to get into the grit of owning your shit, why did I call this into my life? What is it that I need from this experience that I've actually brought this in myself to offer me the opportunity to learn and grow? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. And when we choose to feel powerless and helpless, it might not feel like a choice. It might be a reaction. Then we need to look at that and go, okay, well, I am not powerless. I'm not helpless, but I'm feeling this way. How come this feels, does this, and my sense is it would feel familiar because everything is neutral until we put meaning to it. Mm-hmm. And so really looking at when somebody is giving us, if we're having a conflict in a relationship, looking at ourselves first, not blaming the other person for whatever is a conflict in the relationship, not getting the results, whatever that is. Yeah. And so those of you who are working with coaches and you're unhappy with that coach, look, because they're not giving you results, for example, look at what is that about for you? Are you taking in feedback? Are you communicating in a way that is from accountability language? So that's something to really be mindful about, because that will change the game for you.
Yeah, totally. That's literally the mindset that's going to shift you. And even if you don't want to call it victimhood, even if you just want to elevate your life in some way, you know, like level up, game change, however you want to qualify it, just looking at, and even if you just take a step back and be like, okay, these are the things that are going on in my life. And your example of working with a coach is beautiful. If you're working with somebody and you're not getting what you want out of it, what you desire, your desired goals or outcomes just aren't happening, why is that? You know, is there communication? Are you expressing that what you need isn't what you're getting? And does that coach have the opportunity to shift their lens and do things differently? Are you having a block of some kind? Are you resisting the support and guidance of your coach, perhaps? Or are you playing all in? And I think that's a hard thing for us to do as humans, especially being told such things as self-care is narcissistic, right? Mm-hmm. Is to really own that. And you know what? Part of my self-care is communication. And part of my self-care is having healthy boundaries. So how do I share these things with the people in my life so that I feel like I'm getting what I want from my experiences? And then if you want to shift it even deeper again, am I offering those things to myself?
Yes. Right. And the other thing I notice as a pattern of self-sabotage is not being truthful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people will, and it can, because it's not out of ill will, but it comes from that almost like people pleasing pattern, right? We want to people please, or we want to keep the peace. And so we don't tell the truth of if there's some sort of little ink, sort of like niggly thing in the relationship. And we kind of sweep it under the carpet, say everything's okay. Yeah, this is going okay. Yeah, I'm getting value. And, or whatever that looks like. I'm getting what I need. and justifying it, but still underneath this, something's not okay. And I notice that, again, self-sabotage or the pattern that isn't supporting is when, you know, this goes on for months and then all of a sudden, like, it blows up because it's been there all along and building and building and building, while the other person, whether this is a romantic relationship or a friendship or a coaching relationship, whatever that looks like, a business relationship, partnership, wasn't said. So it's really important, part of owning your power, and I'm sure you preach about this too, Donalyn, is speaking your truth right away, nipping things in the bud right away.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, and for so many of us, you know, from speaking to clients and friends and having my own experiences through learning how to speak up, speak your truth, use your voice, all those beautiful things, we have hang-ups about it too. So not only, you know, and especially as women, if I'm going to really hone in on it, because a vocal woman is often seen as an abrasive woman. And I know you can empathize with that because mm-hmm. you're a very bold person. You have a big yep. personality, you know, and yep. and I personally haven't wanted to ruffle feathers in the past. I'm a Libra. I want everybody to get along all the time and just love each other. And that's just not always possible. But the other hang up we have, I find, is that we're afraid that if we speak up, we have to do it in an overly assertive way to be heard. So I think mm-hmm. there's a misconception about, okay, I've never spoken up ever, and I really need to because, you know, like, it crushes your soul to stifle your voice. And then so you all of a sudden, and that's where that explosion comes out after yes. pushing everything down for so long. It's like, I just can't take it anymore. So we have this big burst out instead of communicating earlier and more gently and from a space of love and desired connection, because really boundaries and communication are they're all loving gifts, really.
Yes.
If we use yes. them in that way, right? But it's a matter of, it's okay.
Let's highlight that. Hang on, love. That right? is huge. Boundaries is a loving gift.
Yes.
Boundaries is a loving gift. Speaking up for yourself is a loving gift. No matter how hard that conversation is, it's so deeply important and powerful. You're creating opportunities to really allow infinite possibilities of alignment with your core values to come through.
Yeah.
And but when we don't speak our truth, sorry, love, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, and that's what makes it a gift, because if yes. we share honestly our feelings or our desires or our heart or our needs, and we say, this is okay for me and this isn't, whoever our person is we're communicating with, whether that's professional, whether it's personal, whether it's intimate relationship, whether it's siblings, parents, whatever it might be, that other party then has the opportunity to offer you respect and love in the way that you need. Because before you tell them, they just don't know, right? Mm-hmm. They're operating from their own center of beliefs and their own idea of what love looks like and their own idea of respect and within their own boundaries. And if they don't know, they just don't know. So we have to gift them with communication, with information, so that they can love us and support us and be there for us in ways that we truly, truly make us feel valued and supported and held and loved and heard, which is such an important one, especially for us women, is to be heard, right?
Yes. And you know, love, I find that, and as you guys are listening, just check in, see if these are some of your behaviors. I find that when we don't speak our truth, we feel like we need to, but it might come out as gossipy and you're speaking to everyone else but the person you actually need to speak to. Mm-hmm. So be mindful and conscious about what you're doing with your thoughts and your concerns and your withholds is what I call them. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not speaking your withhold to the person you really need to have that direct conversation with, it's going to come out, and often it's going to come out in ways that are not healthy.
Yeah, 100%. And I think part of our fear around communicating sometimes is that it's going to turn into a conflict.
Yes.
Because we feel like what we have to express goes against where someone else is at, and we jump to that conclusion or that judgment before we've given the opportunity to have a conversation and to open it up. And it's a, you know, it's just that fear drive that holds us back and says, oh, it's going to be a conflict right away because it was last time, or it was with this other person, or it was in this other situation, or maybe it is within yourself a conflict. And so we, you know, there's one particular situation I can give context to that I struggle with slightly in communication. So I've actually stepped back from it because I can't go into a conversation with this one person without thinking it's going to turn into an argument. And that's because yes, it does, history shows, but I also have recently uncovered that I go into that conversation with that already in my mind. Oh, this is just going to turn into a fight anyways. It doesn't matter what I say.
So yeah, assumptions,
right? And so when we can step back from that and give it some time to settle so we can shift our lens and take a new approach, then we have the opportunity once again to open that door of loving communication and the opportunities that come with that, right?
Yes. Oh, so powerful. This is getting so juicy. I love this so much, Donalyn. So we are going to head into commercial. And when we come back, I want to really see and pick your brain a little bit more about how you help your clients really align their core values with action.
Absolutely.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I am going to ask you, Donalyn, you have a program called Step Into Your Power. And I really would love for you to share exactly how you help the women and who exactly this is for, to support them in really stepping into their power, really getting clear about their core values, and what is that action that you take them through for the transformation?
Yeah, absolutely. I am so excited about this program, like crazy excited. It is so powerful, and it is the game changer. So, you know, all of those life experiences that you and I have gone through on our own, where we started diving into self-discovery ourselves and doing that work, this program is a condensed version of that that's tailored specifically to each woman. So whatever her challenges are, whether that be primarily communication, or if it's that sense of deep-rooted worthiness, or if it's those boundaries, which is a big one for us, self-assurance, the ability to express yourself honestly, which is a big challenge. So we dig down to what the root challenges are, the root areas that this woman wants to cultivate and develop in her life. We identify what they are, and then we dig in. We start doing the work, except she's not alone. She has a community supporting her through her moments, all simultaneously with the other women going through their self-discovery and their self-development all at the same time. So it's a three-month container where we identify before we actually kick off. We have group calls, we have one-to-one calls, and it is custom. So specifically women who, you know, challenges speaking up for themselves, not expressing what their needs are, feeling super unheard in life, if they feel like they've been trying to express themselves and they're just not able to have those communications land. That self-assurance, managing triggers is a huge one, like we talked about. And so we go through one-on-one calls together that is a deep dive into what these roots are and how to cultivate them. So we work on self-development skills, and then we're going to work also on practical skills where we actually almost role play, but in real life, where we take these skills and we go out and apply them. And they can be baby steps, and each one is different depending on what the specific needs of the women are. But we work on those self-love pieces, and we work on that judgment, and we work on those relationship bonds, taking care of your emotional health, to all create this foundation for her to skyrocket off into the next best version of herself.
I love this. So, yeah. Oh my gosh. Can we jam a little bit more on just bringing in the core values? Like, I think that's really important because each of us have really different core values, and none are better than the other. It's what's true for us, right? And it's how do you, if you could kind of break down the first maybe like two or three steps in how somebody can start to get clear about their, I know this is a totally deeper dive in your program, but if you could just sort of give people some guidance on that, where would they start?
Yeah, totally. So core values, it seems like such a big, vast topic, and it is, and we actually go through this in my program too, because these are the roots, right? These are the pieces that drive our heart and our soul. What actually core values essentially are, super simply put, what matters the most to us, our foundational beliefs. And so sometimes I think we often don't even identify what those are. So when we're having these triggers or feeling unloved or unheard, it's because our core values are being pinged with a sense of disrespect or disregard, and we're responding emotionally to it. So identifying what our core values are, and honestly, it can be super simple. If somebody wants to identify their core values, you can literally go onto Google and say, what are core values, or core values worksheet, and it will give you examples. It will give you, and it actually often will walk you through, beautiful Google, they have everything, right? You can walk through steps where you actually create a mission statement about what your core values are. And the reason I think core values are so important, and the reason they're so foundational to my program, is because when we have our core values identified, we have the opportunity to consciously act in sync with those core values, make choices that line up with our core values so we can go literally step by step through our life, taking actions, I call them aligned actions, mm-hmm. That physically act out our core values. And we can act them out when we know what they are, but if we're not sure what they are, if it's a gray area for us, it's hard for us to act them out. And when we don't, that's when those self-judgments come in, right? Because, and the guilt and the sense of doing something wrong comes in because our actions are misaligned with our foundational beliefs. So we're just a little bit out of sync with ourselves. And so identifying your core values opens up the opportunity for you and your deepest you to sync up and get on the same page and start giving her.
I love that. I really love that. So as you are all tuning in and listening to this, and those of you who are really leaning go, I need to really be more unapologetic about speaking my truth. And sooner than later, I'm noticing that some of those undesired behaviors are perhaps not serving, supporting me, that Donalyn and Roslyn have really shared in their own personal lives or identified in how it might show up in these examples. And then you're listening to how Donalyn supports you in really stepping into your power. And the other thing I want to point out is power is a neutral word. And I know a lot of women struggle with that word power. Now, I know I am a powerful woman. You can hear how and feel how powerful Donalyn is. And we have very different energy. Mm-hmm. The thing is, power is how you hold yourself in your highest consciousness, in your being really clear and grounded in your core values and then taking aligned action. Power can be just like how Donalyn shows up, very graceful, very soft, very sweet, and yet you can feel her power. My energy is more bold, I'm a little bit more loud, and I hold power differently, but equally. So really being, moving into the belief that it's okay to own my power, because my power is my own alchemy. And so in the next few moments here, let's just start to guide into a short meditation to tap into your power. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to invite you to start to take yourself inward, taking a breath in and breathing into these spaces in your body that need more expansion, need more breath. So that might be your side body, your heart, the back of your heart. Expand, expand, expand. And then just breathing out anything that doesn't serve or support. And as you inhale again, I'm going to invite you to just really reflect on one of the things that stands out the most to you from this episode so far. What are you taking with you today? What stood out? And then as you really reflect on what stood out, I'm going to invite you to feel into the possibilities of tapping into your power. Now that you have confirmed or new awareness, maybe it was a beautiful reminder. It's like, oh yeah, right. You know, whatever that nugget you're really resonating with today. This is beautiful. Or maybe you got triggered and that's what's standing out for you. That's beautiful. Because that means that there is something there for you to look at for yourself and expand. That's where your power is. It's your medicine. Your trigger is your medicine. So really moving into the possibilities, that feeling of possibility of speaking your truth unapologetically. If you knew it was totally safe to speak your truth, how would you show up in the world? If you knew you could not F it up at all, how would you be showing up in the world? Yeah, just feel that in your body. Speaking your truth powerfully, directly, in the way that's very heart-led. And don't worry about the mechanics of how you do that. Just imagine in the beingness of it. What happens as you're in the beingness of the speaking from a heart-led place, rather than all the ego stuff, all the worries, all the fears, all the anxieties. Just drop that right now and just feel into your heart-led space and trust that when you speak from your heart, you get to be owning your power. You are owning your power. And feel into the core of you right now. Feel into your solar plex. This is your life force energy center. This is your power center. And as we really breathe into our solar plex, our energy power center, let it expand. Bring your awareness to the possibilities that are there for you at your next level version of yourself. No matter who you are, no matter how you're showing up in your life, there's always a next level version. There's always more lessons to learn. That's a beautiful thing. Life is about evolving. We're ever evolving. Activating your power center. Clearing anything in the way of it, your path to embody your power. Aligning your energy centers, balancing. Activating. It is safe for you to be powerful. It is safe for you to speak up. It is safe for you to love yourself. Breathing this in. And then breathing out. Also just hanging out with your experience. Noticing the sensations. Noticing what's arising and what wants to emerge and unfold right now. And of course, I encourage you to journal anything that is coming through, because it's happening for you and through you, and it's your truth coming through. Beautiful. So I'm going to bring this back to Donna Lynn, and those of you who are feeling really called to connect with her, learn more about her program, ready to enroll. Donna Lynn, please tell us where our listeners can go to get more of you, please.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Roz. It was so beautiful.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Donna Lynn Webster. So that's DawnnaLynnWebster. And my name's a mouthful, so I like to spell it out. So Facebook and Instagram, you can check out my website, which is DawnnaLynnBruinCoaching.com. So my maiden name, Bruin, like the Boston Bruins. And there is program information,
up on the website. The premium group program information is not fully available yet because it's coming in the very early new year. I can't wait to launch that, you guys. And then I've also recently launched a small bath products line that can also be found on my website, donnalynnbruincoaching.com/shop. So that's
That's so exciting.
I know. I love it. It's amazing. Congrats. It's going really great. It's been very well received and so supported. So
Christmas
find me.
Is coming up, guys.
That's right. Find me. Connect with me. I want to hear from you. I want to chat with you. And tons of program details you can check out. There's a whole little presentation for the premium one-to-one coaching offer, mentorship offer on there as well that you can scroll through. Beautiful. Yourself, and opportunities to reach out through my website and socials. And you can also sign up for my newsletter.
Thank you, my love. I acknowledge you for who you are, and I acknowledge you for sharing your gifts and your voice and your message with us today. Thank you so much for being here, Donnalynn. I really, really, truly enjoyed getting to know you more, and I can't wait to check out your stuff.
Thanks for having me, Roz. I'm so grateful to have been here.